Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you all joining us here today on this phenomenal Tuesday. Now, I'm telling you, it's been raining in Richmond. It's been kind of dreary, but you know what? The rain is good. So we're going to keep it moving and keep the sunshine going on the inside today. Listen, we are broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we are excited to have all of you that are joining us from all across the World Wide Web. Maybe that's from Twitter. Maybe that's from Facebook. Maybe it's Charvette.com. Maybe you're listening and you'll be an iTunes listener. We are glad to have you here on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is off the chain. Listen, we're going to start the top of the hour out with an artist spotlight, and I have the phenomenal artist hanging out in the virtual studio with me right now, Tamika Moore. I'm telling you what, she's an inspirational soul vocalist. She has shared the stages with Will Downing, and she's opened for Kim and Lettucey and Shante Moore and Melville Moore, and we're going to hear all about what's going on in her world. I'm going to let you hear her single and a bunch of other stuff. And then we're going to go into our second segment. It's about relationships, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you like relationships. We're going to be talking to Doctors Ray and Vicky Waters, and they have a new ministry that's geared towards targeting married couples and engaged couples, and it's called Health and Wealth. Husbands enjoying and loving their helpers, and wives enjoying and loving their husbands. And they say, if you ask most couples, do they love each other? They say yes. But they said, then you should ask them, do they enjoy each other? What kind of answer do you get from that? And then our last segment, third segment, is going to be with Sherry Danielle Cameron, a playwright right here from Richmond, Virginia. She's hosting her second original stage play on this coming Saturday called The Village Principle, and we're going to be talking to Sherry in the third segment. So listen, we're ready to go ahead and jump right on into our first segment, again with artist Tamika Moore. I'm telling you what, this young lady is dynamic. I love the song we're going to be sharing with you a little bit later, but I think you need to put your hands together and welcome to the mic, Miss Tamika Moore. Welcome to the show, Tamika.
Thank you, Charvette. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're glad just to be able to squeeze into your schedule this week because you have so much going on and we want to hear about it.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I was listening to the intro. I was like, wow, I'm looking forward to the rest of the segment. I wish I could stay.
Yes.
I was like, that sounds good, or relationships and all that. So that sounds like it's going to be a hot segment. So.
Yes, ma'am. So listen, tell our listeners, how did you get inspired with music? Have you always been a singer? How did music come about for you?
It fell into my lap. Actually, it started when I was 9, and
okay.
My great aunt said both my cousins and myself needed to get out of the house, and they heard there was going to be an audition for a children's choir, and we went, and that was the beginning. I had no idea I had any type of any type of ability to sing. So that was the beginning, actually, just on a fluke, you know, my aunt saying, hey, y'all need to get out the house, you know.
Wow. I love it. And that's what aunties do. Get out of the house, go sit down somewhere. You're making my nerves bad. So how would you, I said inspirational soul vocalist, do you put yourself in any type of genre, any type of box? How do you describe yourself?
No, and I am unapologetic about that. And the reason why, and I often get a lot of flack about this, and I've prepared myself for that. I find that because I've studied so broadly, I studied classical music, I've studied jazz, that I find it very difficult to say, okay, I'm only this type of singer. So for me, I put myself into a category in the sense of the type of content that I create. So that is the only type of category that I'd like to associate myself with. And that is where I came up with Inspirational Soul, because the concepts and, you know, the topics that I talk about in the music ultimately are talking about the journey to find Christ, to find love. And that could be for the churched and the unchurched. So I find that that is most comfortable for me. And I know a lot of people have a problem with that. They're like, choose a side. And for me, I had chosen you know, I have chosen
yeah.
I've chosen a side in the concept of what I want to talk about and share with the world.
Well,
but
I think
I
you
will
articulate
not choose,
that well.
But I will not choose. I refuse to choose instrumentation.
Right, I hear you. And certainly this week, your schedule this week is, I think, a good depiction of your versatility just in the music industry. So tell us where you're going to be tomorrow.
Sure, sure. Tomorrow night, I am opening the concert for Eric Benet at the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. And immediately after that, we get whisked away, and we're on the road to Nashville, and we'll be there performing for the Stellar Awards weekend events, and there's so many going on.
Yeah.
And when I come back, I'll be opening for Kindred, the Family Soul, in Philadelphia.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And listeners, certainly you can go to TamikaMoore.com and find out information and keep up to date and all that good stuff, and she's on Twitter and Facebook and all of that.
Yes,
and so, yes, and follow and tag and all that good stuff. Okay, so when you first got into music and as you are, you know, working in the music industry, projects, how did you pull together the project, the EP, The End of Me?
The End of Me actually came about due to the fact, number one, I was actually doing a show one night and Will Downing was on the hit and we were talking and he was in the middle of preparing. He was going to do an EP, and we were talking. I said, you know, I'm well overdue for a new album. It's been years. The money is tight. You know, just me. You know, I was real, you know, being real transparent. And he was like, go ahead and put those songs out. You know, put out what you have. I said, you think somebody really, you know, just wants a few of those songs? And he said, yeah, that's what I'm about to do. And actually, that conversation, just having it with him, it encouraged me. I said, well, if Will can do it, you know, let me try.
Yeah.
Let me put out what I got. Work with what I have, and. You know, I'll work with the rest. Let me just get these five songs out while I work on the budget and the additional songs. So for me, it was an economic decision.
Wow. And so what is the message of The End of Me?
The message of The End of Me is about coming to terms with finding love. And whether that be love for self, love for Christ, just getting to a point where you just like, okay, I've been around the bend. I've done all these things. My way does not work. So
right.
let me look at some other ways here. So I've reached the end of the point. So now I'm in a position where I'm totally broken. I'm in a position where I have the ability to hear because, you know, at that point when you're at rock bottom, everything gets real quiet.
Right.
So when things are quiet, that's when you're perceptive. So that's what The End of Me is about. It's about the end of one aspect of life, and it creates a paradigm shift for entering a new phase of life.
Well said, well said. So certainly that is available for listeners to purchase and download and all that good stuff. How can they get a hold of it?
Well, they can also get it at my website, TamikaMoore.com. It is available on iTunes, Amazon, and always at the shows. And also available in select markets at some of the local music shops.
Okay, great. And so you are also in the GMC's Gospel Music Channel's contest, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested to see how that's going to turn out.
Wow. And I think that is Powerful Voice, Most Powerful Voice contest.
Yes, yes. And the reason why I said I'm curious to find out how this is going to pan out because I'm sure I'm one of just a small group of artists on that list that do not necessarily have, quote-unquote, the gospel sound. So
right.
I'm interested to see how open and progressive the audience will be in kind of, you know, kind of taking the sound out of the box.
Yeah.
And allowing it to be what it is and really listen to the lyrical content and understand what I'm talking about in it. So that's what I'm hoping for, but, you know.
That's okay. And
Well,
you know what? Well, I applaud you for stepping out and just getting involved because some people might say, well, that's not where I fit, so I'm not going to even worry about it. But you were open, you know, to see, well, hey, let's see where this goes.
Absolutely. And I think for me, I'm on this serious mission to present faith in the journey from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my audience is not necessarily the person who has grown up in church all their life, although I want them to embrace the music as well. For me,
right.
the audience is the person that will come to church on Sunday morning and will sit there, and the pastor says, okay, you know, raise your hand and praise and worship, and that person is saying, I don't understand this. I don't
right.
know what that means. I don't know what that means. I'm still trying to understand how I got to where I am in my life, so I'm not versed in church speak or church
right.
culture, so I don't get that. So for me, I feel like my audience is the person that is searching but is trying to find something to connect with to even
mm-hmm.
begin to understand. So that's the approach that I have, and a lot of those people don't want to be hit over the head with church speak because they don't get it.
Right.
So for me,
I think there are a lot of people in that
I'm
category.
For.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people in that category.
Yeah. So for me, that's...
Well, and you know what? For those people that are struggling with wanting you to pick a side, I mean,
yeah.
if you look at some of the R&B artists, I was just talking to someone who saw India Irie not too long ago, and they said like her last set was like all praise and worship. Like she did her stuff, and then she went right into praise and worship. And Chaka Khan, they said she has been doing that recently, where she's been doing some church songs. So, you know, it's just very interesting. It's very interesting. Well, I mean,
wow.
I think
we're all
in
the same
page,
that kid.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's something for everyone. There's something for everyone.
Yeah.
And you know, whenever you, a lot of times people want to put you in a box because it helps them. It is better for them in their mind to compartmentalize. But God is very diverse. He
Absolutely.
Has always been.
Absolutely.
He has always
and I'm
been.
Okay, and I'm okay with that. My goal is to make them to comfortable enough to bring down the guard to say at least, okay, let's look at it a different way. Let's begin to explore these topics about faith, about God, about spirituality, about life, about the journey while we're here, purpose, temptation, sin, you name it. Let's approach this from a different angle. Let's have a conversation from a different angle, and that's how I see my music, and that's how I see the shows. So I'm hoping those people that are looking for me will find me, and I've already asked for that, and I've already put that out there that okay, you know, that I will be led, or you know, the audience will be led to me that is searching
right.
for that. So I'm
all right. You're okay. Long as you're okay, we are good. And listeners, you hear the heart of Tamika Moore. Again, check her out, and that's T-E-M-I-K-A. T-E-M-I-K-A. I think some people might spell it differently. But Tamika Moore, check her out. Twitter, Facebook, her main website, TamikaMoore.com. Everywhere the music is sold. We mentioned already iTunes and all that good stuff for where you can download her project. Check her out. Keep up to date on where she's going to be. She might be in an area near you. You can go see her live and live in person. And hopefully I will get to meet you in person at the Stellar Awards this coming weekend.
I'm looking forward to it. I better have on my walking shoes, I understand.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes, and a lot of outfits, they say, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. Well, you know, I'm trying to pack light, so I got to work it, so.
Right, right.
Hey, don't take too many pictures, because I want y'all to see that again, because I may need to rock that.
Right. See, yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Well, listen, I know the listeners are ready to hear from you, and listeners, we're going to let you hear the end of me, and I'm going to let you go, because you have to be in rehearsal so you can get ready for tomorrow night's concert. But we appreciate you spending some time here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much. I was glad to be here, and I wish I could stay to listen to the rest of the segment, but wishing you well, and thank you again for having me on the show, and just want to say hi to your audience out there.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, thank you. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right here. We're going to play The End of Me by Tamika Moore.
Broke some hearts, I didn't mean that too. I believe the men and know something I have to come to terms with. I don't know who I am anymore. I've tried, nothing fills the void inside. So I'm done trying. I'm done denying. Oh, I've come to the end of me.
Check her out. I love her sound. Love her, her energy and her spirit. Check her out. TamikaMoore.com. That was our artist spotlight. Listen, we are moving into our second segment. Yes, yes, yes. And we will be talking to Doctors Ray and Vicki Waters. Oh, my goodness. Brand new ministry targeted to married folks and engaged folks. I'm telling you what. Husbands enjoying and loving their helpers and wives enjoying and loving their husbands. Health and wealth. And they have some juicy topics to talk to you about. Listen, we're going to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere. Don't you move. We'll be back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Get ready to be blessed so you can be a bigger blessing in 2013. Register for the Throw Your Hands Up Conference, Saturday, March 9th at the Comfort Suites Hotel in Glen Allen, Virginia. Conference host is none other than Yvette Tatum. Keynote speaker is Alton Jameson. And the spotlight speaker, Nicole Cleveland. Serving as your mistress of ceremonies will be Charvette Mitchell. Advance registration is $25, $35 after January 31st. Register today at surroundedbyfaith.org. That's surroundedbyfaith.org.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're excited to have you joining us, of course, from all across the World Wide Web. Big shout-out to our listeners coming in from everywhere. Listen, we have recent listeners from Washington, D.C. Hello. Ontario, Canada, hello. We're glad to have you. Oakland, California, hello. Hollandale, Wisconsin, hello. Mary Esther, Florida, never heard of that. How y'all doing? Yonkers, New York, of course. Richmond, Virginia, Newport News, all of the surrounding counties. We're glad to have you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And listen, we are jumping right on into our next segment. Our next segment is featuring Doctors Ray and Vicki Waters. Again, they are starting to have a ministry that's awesome for our married couples and our engaged couples. It was created to encourage, inspire, and equip couples to go to the next level in their marriage by glorifying God. And I'm telling you what, Dr. Vicki is back by popular demand. You've heard her before on the show, and so we're excited. We're bringing them. They've been hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully they enjoy the snacks and everything that we had in the virtual snacks that we had in the virtual green room. We're bringing them to the mic right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Doctors Ray and Vicki Waters. Hello.
Hi, Charvette.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're glad to have you.
We're glad to be here. We're so excited.
Yes. Listen, you all are, your picture just looks, you look so loving in your picture. I said, oh, they're so lovable.
Aw. Thank you. We do love each other. We've been together, it'll be 28 years in May, and we really do love each other.
Wow. And so, Dr. Vicki, that 28 years, did it fly by, or do you look back and be like, wow, it feels longer than that?
You know, honestly, it really seems like it just went so fast. We've known each other about 30 years, but like I said, we'll be married 28, and we've just grown so much over those 28 years, and we give all the glory and honor to God, but I will truly say it went by fast. What do you think,
wow.
Ray?
Dr. Ray, do you say to that?
Yeah, I would say so also. Yeah, it did go by fast. It's amazing. You look back at time, when we first got married, I kind of looked at it like, wow, we just got married. And now I look at it like, wow, we have been married that long. You know what I'm saying? So it does go by fast. It really does.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because I was just having this conversation with a friend, and we were talking about how women versus men look at getting married. The woman is like, oh, I'm so excited, I get to plan the wedding, blah, blah, blah. And some men, let me not say everyone, but some is kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm getting married, yeah, like no freedom, no anything. You know, what do you say to help men that are getting ready, you know, that have bought the ring at Christmas and got down on that knee? What do you say to them, Dr. Ray, to help kind of get rid of those cold feet?
The way I looked at it, Charvette, is it became an adventure. And every day, for example, when we first got married, what I would do is we would celebrate month anniversaries every month around about the same time, because we got married on May 25th, 1985. So what I would actually do is plan a dinner or something like that around the house. We didn't have a whole lot of extra money, so I would do things like that to try to keep some semblance of excitement in the marriage. And just trying to do something different, not just look at it as, you know, okay, we've married now, and now we can just settle on in. But I think those were the seeds of trying to take our marriage to another level, even after a few months of being married. And so, just trying to do something different, not just do the same thing. Because a lot of times we as men, we look at it as, okay, now I've got the woman now, so, okay, what's
mm-hmm.
next? And so, like I said, you got to work at it. You actually have to really work at marriage. It's just not going to fall into your lap. You're not going to have a great marriage simply because, you know, you love each other, whatever. So I would say to men, we actually have to really work at the romance and keeping the romance going, just like what we've done to win her heart is the same exact thing you have to do to keep her also. So yeah, it was the beginning of work for me. So, and not a bad thing. It wasn't a bad thing, because I really enjoy the rewards of thereof now. I really do. So I'm glad I did what I did when I did, so.
And I'm sure, Dr. Vicki, you are glad, too.
I am. Yes, I am.
How did you all get into, you two coming together kind of saying, hey, we can help other couples. Dr. Vicki, how did you all decide to branch out this way?
So one of the things for us, we realized, you know, like the Word of God says, to whom much is given, much is required. And mm-hmm. so we felt like it's being selfish of us to experience the things we've experienced in our marriage because of God and not being willing to share with others. It breaks my heart to hear people that are struggling in their marriage, especially because of lack of knowledge. And then
yeah.
just not having the knowledge or not. Sometimes people just need someone to sit down and go alongside of them and say, you can make it, you can hang in there, you can do this, and giving them the tools that they need. And so we realized that for a long time, and we've had different people that have known us, have spoken into our lives, and they saw that on us, not because our marriage was perfect or even close to it, but they saw two people who were persevering, who were, didn't
yeah.
want to give up. And there were times, and I will admit, my husband and I have talked about this before, there were times when I wanted to walk away. There were times when I'm like,
yeah.
this is more work than I really want to do. But we had
mm-hmm.
to stand in there and not give up and trust God that he would handle all of our situations, all of our circumstances. So we figure like this. It's just like, Charvette, you hearing about something great. When you really care about people, you want to share it. I mean, you know, you want
yeah.
to share it with others. You want them to be able to experience that for themselves. And great marriages impact communities. Communities impact churches. Our motto is we're trying to change the world one marriage at a time.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. And certainly with these acronyms, you have health and wealth. So, Dr. Ray, I'm going to have you explain health. And, of course, Dr. Vicki, I'm going to have you talk about wealth. So,
okay.
Dr. Ray, tell us about health, the health part of that, of your title.
Yeah. Husbands enjoy and loving their helper. And that's something, like I said, about the first comment that I made was pouring into my wife's life and doing things for her because, as the Bible says in Galatians, it talks about reaping and sowing. A lot of times we look at finances, but reaping and sowing is anything that we say and do, you know.
Mm.
So being an encouragement to her, when I'm sowing into her life, she in turn sows back into my life. And so by me encouraging her, and when there are times when I'm down, she encourages me. And so the E also can stand for, like I said, encouraging. And that's one thing that, like I said, over the years, I had to learn how to encourage her. What is it that I need to pour into her life to make her feel loved and
yeah.
encouraged. So, like I said, that's one thing you have to do. You actually, as a man, you have to find out what it is in that woman that you can pull out of her, because if you pull it out of her, she'll pour it back into your life. So it's a constant reaping and sowing. And so, like I said, it's something that I had to learn to do with her is with Vicki, is to take the time to find out what it is that she needs from me. And once I found out what she needs from me, then comes the part of loving her as Christ loves the church. And how did Christ love the church? Christ died for the church. So a man has to learn to die to himself in order to encourage his wife. And so once that happens, there are going to be times in every marriage when one is going to be a little down and the other one is going to still be kind of encouraged and looking at something from a different point of view. And I can't tell you the number of times that Vicki has actually done that for me. She'll see something in a different light and able to pour into my life. And that's because over the years that I've been able to do things for her to encourage her. So, like I said, it's learning how to love her. It's learning how to listen to her, learning how to pour into her. And like I said, it actually comes back, and so that's what the health part is. Go ahead.
That's some good teaching right there. Y'all need to send us an offering. You could go to PayPal. You can get to us anywhere you need to get to us. That's good, because oftentimes when you hear people talk about reaping and sowing, it's negative. Some, you know, a lot of times, I know this is
the part with
offering, but you reap what you sow. Negative part.
Right.
But spinning that, and I love that one of our listeners from Facebook said, reaping and sowing ain't always about money. It's about love. I love that. Big shout out to Yvette that's listening. I love that. Dr. Vicki, what about the wealth part of your ministry's title.
I'm still enjoying all the health part of it.
Yeah.
To what you just said. But let me get myself together here. Okay. Anyway.
If you want to chime in, you can.
Let me get myself together. So the wealth part,
right,
wives enjoying and loving their husbands. And, Charvette, you know, as women, what will happen a lot of times is that, like, if you'll ask a woman, do you love your husband? And she'll may probably say, yeah, but the question is, do you enjoy him? Do you enjoy spending time with him? Who do you enjoy spending more time with, your girlfriends or your husband?
Ooh, ouch.
You know, and you think about it. I mean, you know, who's the first person you think of when you want to go to a movie, you go out to dinner, or just to kick back and just enjoy their company? And so the wealth part of it is wives not only being able to enjoy their husband, but just like Ray said, that E could also be able to encourage your husband, to equip your husband, but taking time to get to know that man, what makes him tick. Because God does call us to be the helper. So if I'm helping somebody, I need to know where they need my help. And then once I understand that and I get that time to spend with him and just being able to, like Ray said, pouring into him and enjoying him, I promise you, you can take this to the bank. I promise you, if women were willing to invest time into getting to know their husband, not somebody else's husband, but getting to know their husband, their man, they will reap such great rewards. I believe God honors that. It should be to the point where I don't want to spend time with anybody, more time with my husband than I do with anybody else. I shouldn't put my girlfriends before my husband. I shouldn't put my children before my husband, my job. But I need to be sure that he knows it. Only second to Christ. And Charvette, he can't get no better than that, than second.
Right.
I mean, that's
no
the highest he's
going
to go. Because if he gets any further than that, then we got some serious issues. But Christ is first and he is second. Amen?
Oh, amen.
That's good. That's
oh,
good. Yeah,
goodness.
Yeah.
That's
I can
good.
Handle that.
you can handle second?
I can handle second. Second.
That's what I'm talking
just
about.
Fine.
Oh, my goodness. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we welcome you. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is our relationship segment, helping our married couples and our those that are engaged and those that want to be married one day. Listen, you need to listen, too. We need to listen, too, so we know what to do when we get to that place. This is a brand-new ministry, Health and Wealth. They've just broken it down for you wonderfully. Listeners that are from Richmond, Virginia and surrounding, you are in luck because they will be hosting monthly fellowships. Tell us about that. Dr. Ray, tell us a little bit about your new fellowships that you'll be hosting.
Yeah, it's times that we'll actually be doing different topics and things like that, different discussions and so forth and so on. So it's going to be about an hour and a half tops or something like that. So we will not be serving punch and cookies. So like
you
said,
So
you know, it's you know, we're gonna be you know discussing different things and so forth and so on. So just to pour into married couples' lives. So just like Vicky was saying, that's our desire is to change marriages one at a time. And once you begin to change your marriages, I mean it goes beyond just our local ministries and things like that. It goes into our communities. It goes into the workplace. When you have people that truly love each other, it really affects our society. And so if we can get just the couples just to start to learn to love one another and find out what it is that each one of them like and love and about one another, it's really going to change. It's going to really change our society and our society where we look at someone that's been married over 20 years or whatever the case may be. We look at that as being a long time, and you look in the paper and you see couples that have been married 60, 70 years and stuff like that. So you know, that's what we are looking for. We're looking for people that will stay in love for years to come, and that's basically what we're trying to do with these fellowships and everything.
Right.
And like I said, we try to keep them kind of short because if you make them too long,
right,
you know, people kind of lose interest in whatever the case may be. You know, people's mind starts wandering and so forth and so on. So we try to keep it, you know, to a minimum. Try to keep people's interest peaked.
What great vision. That's what a great vision to help people stay married long time. Love it, love it, love it.
Being married.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
When they're celebrating each other, not tolerating each other.
Yes, enjoying it, enjoying it, enjoying it. And so, Dr. Vicki, where will the fellowships be held, the contact information, all that good stuff?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So it's going to be at Lighthouse Christian Center, and that is 406 East 9 Mile Road. That's in Holland Springs, Virginia. The zip code is 2305. Like my husband said, they'll start about 5 o'clock. We're going to be covering everything from commitment versus covenant, his, hers, ours, whose money is it? Is it sex or is it intimacy? Get past relationships out of your head and out of your bed. We're going to be dealing with back to the beginning, understanding what God intends for marriages to be. And we definitely, you know, we're going to deal with the romance. You know, intentional moments. You know where I'm coming from, Charvette.
Yes,
we're dealing with the romance as well. So we're going to cover every aspect of marriage.
I love it. And certainly you all are available and would be great for conferences and symposiums and seminars. So how can they contact you all if they're listeners that are interested in having you come
in for
that?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So they can contact through our email. It's Dr. Vicki, D-R-V-I-C-K-I, prov1822@yahoo.com. They can call us on 804-901-0321. I have a Twitter account, Dr. Vicki 578. They can call us, anytime. We are available for conferences, seminars, workshops. Like I said, Charvette, honestly, all we want to do is just fulfill the plan and the purpose that God has for our life, and that's to help other couples. That's all we want to do.
Outstanding. I applaud you both for your efforts. And it's needed. It is very needed. And you can look at the divorce rate among those of faith and of those that are not of faith, and that's telling enough.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is. You got that right.
Wow. Okay, so I have one last question for each of you before we go, and you can make the answer quick if you like.
Okay.
So, Dr. Ray, kind of final ending thing, what is the most important thing a wife should know or do for her marriage?
That's a very good question. I believe it probably is going to be to encourage her husband.
Okay.
Inside of us men, no matter how macho we like to believe that we are, there's still that little boy inside of us, and that little boy still needs to feel important, to feel encouraged, and sometimes, like I said, not necessarily boost our egos, but enough to make the man feel like, you know, what he's doing is important.
Yes.
Sometimes even the littlest things that men do, if a wife can recognize that, just the littlest things, and just say something kind to him about his effort, it's no telling what that man will do. That man will try to move the world. As long as he knows that woman appreciates any effort that he's making.
Yep.
So I think it is to encourage, and my wife has really encouraged me over the 28 years that we have been together. She has really encouraged me because, like I said earlier, we've been through our things, and there have been times, you know, I have really been really low, and she has really encouraged me and caused me to want to move and to keep moving forward. So I think encouraging is probably the biggest thing that a woman can do for her husband.
Oh, wow. One of our listeners from Facebook, Nicole Cleveland, shout out to her. She said, if you don't, somebody else will.
Isn't that
That's
the truth?
Exactly right. Yes, ma'am.
That is so
That's
true.
Exactly right.
All right, Dr. Vicki, I'm going to throw the opposite question to you. So what is the most important thing a husband should know or do for his marriage?
For his marriage, I think for most women would attest to this, is women, a lot of times, Charvette, and I'm going to be real brief with this, we just basically want to be considered. And what I mean by that, when it comes to even decisions in the relationship, we know what the Word of God says about man being the head, but he also says that the woman is the helper, right? And so we just want to be considered. That's all. We just want to be considered in that relationship. We want to be just rec- recognized as being a part of a team because we all work together. That's what it is. It's union. The Word of God says one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, right? And it said the bottom line is this is just being able to work together and just loving one another and just encouraging one another and being able to build one another up because there's no more two but one. I mean, that's kind of my shortened answer because I know we're kind of
yeah.
running out of time. But, again, that's what it's all about, just being able to encourage and love one another and support one another.
All right, listeners, put your hands together for Doctors Ray and Vicki Waters. We love you guys. We're going to have you guys back because you all can just flow with about relationships. So we'll have to have you back. But
yes,
big
ma'am.
Shout out and big just congratulations for kicking off on this coming Sunday
yes,
at 5 p.m. And it will be held at Lighthouse Christian Center this coming Sunday. So we've given you all the contact information. So I've tagged in Facebook so you can connect that way as well. So thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
thank you,
it. Have a good
we
one,
appreciate
okay?
it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right,
listeners. You too. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. We're going into our third segment. Right after this quick commercial break, we're going to be talking to Richmond's own Sherry Danielle Cameron, and she is doing her second original stage play, The Village Principal, this coming Saturday at Moody Middle School. Listen, you can kick off your Dr. Martin Luther King weekend with this wonderful play, and you're going to get to hear all about it right after these quick commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Get ready to be blessed so you can be a bigger blessing in 2013. Register for the Throw Your Hands Up Conference, Saturday, March 9th at the Comfort Suites Hotel in Glen Allen, Virginia. Conference host is none other than Yvette Tatum. Keynote speakers, Alton Jameson. And the spotlight speaker, Nicole Cleveland. Serving as your mistress of ceremonies will be Charvette Mitchell. Advance registration is $25, $35 after January 31st. Register today at surroundedbyfaith.org. That's surrounded by...
Exercise is hard, so is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year, but most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, one of my commercials got cut off. I'm sorry about that. I want to make sure you hear Surrounded by Faith. Definitely Throw Your Hands Up Conference. I put it on my Facebook. I tweeted about it. So definitely you want to be there. You want to find out all the information you can find out to get there. And so I'm sorry that I got cut off a little bit. But if you were on earlier, we played it earlier in the show. So you know what? That's the great thing about internet radio. You can go back and listen to the show. You can share the link with a friend. I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and go to my main website, charvette.com. All right, so we're going to our virtual green room and checking in on our next guest here, and we're excited. Hello, do we have Sherry on the line?
This is Cherie.
Cherie, hello. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hey there, how are you?
I am fantastic, thank you. What about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful and want to hear about this new stage play, The Village Principal.
We are so excited about The Village Principal, and it's just really tackling a lot of those hard issues that a lot of times we try to turn our backs on and act like we don't see happening right in our community. Well,
yeah.
Raising Virtual Productions is bringing it right here on the stage, and you're going to have to deal with them.
Wow, it'll make you laugh, cry, and reevaluate your own life.
Absolutely, and laugh some more. There's plenty of laughter inside of it to make sure that we kind of balance out some of those tough issues as well. But it's something that's going to be very enjoyable with clean family fun, and just because it's addressing some of the more intense issues like domestic violence, abortion, drug use, those types of issues, we're kind of saying that it's probably for audiences ages 12 and above.
Okay, that's good to know. So audience is 12 and above. That way, parents, you won't have to go into a whole lot of explanation if you bring your 9-year-old.
Absolutely.
You might not want to go into.
And we want it to be at that age. I work in a middle school as well, and at that age, children are so impressionable, and
yeah.
we just think it would be the perfect opportunity just for parents to be able to sit down with their children after experiencing the production and really talk about how many of these issues have you seen taking place and just really bring that family dynamic of communication back.
Wonderful. And so, listeners, you can check out The Village Principal this coming Saturday at 3 p.m., Moody Middle School, right off of Woodman Road, Moody Middle School, here in the capital city of Richmond. So, listeners that are outside, you know what, you can fly, drive, roller skate here, get on your bicycle, whatever you need to do. To come here, very well priced point, $20. So tell us, this is your second stage play. When did you first decide that you wanted to write plays at all?
Well, actually, I've been writing as far back as I can remember, and I know in first grade my teacher used to have me read all of my writings to class every week. I was like a permanent fixture in the class. And
oh, wow.
I wrote my first multi-act play when I was 19, and that's, interestingly enough, it's the play that we actually performed last year. So that play was in incubation all of those years, and we actually performed it for the first time last June at World Overcomers Family Church, and it was such a smashing hit. People were asking, when is the next production? And
wow.
So my pastor actually gave me the concept for this one after seeing the last play. He said, you know, I think you should write a play about the village. And that was it. And I was like, well, what exactly does that mean?
Right.
And that's when he said, you know, the old cliche, it takes a village to raise a child. And normally when I write, it just comes from inside. It's just this creative approach to it. So it was actually kind of difficult for me to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to write about this subject. But when Pastor Whitehead told me to do that, that was probably the best thing I could have done. Because this play it's probably my best writing so far, including my stories, poems, and everything. And so
wow.
Really excited. And we have a phenomenal cast. A few of the cast members were actually in our prior production, so we've kind of made them Raising Virtue production official members. So they're kind of our staples with the production company. And we have a whole lot of new talent who has also come to join us. And we've just really been blessed. A lot of people reaching out, like from the Heart Music Consultants, they've really
okay.
stepped out. They've helped us with our music and the original pieces set to music. And it's just been an amazing experience so far.
Oh, my goodness. Tell us about your cast members. And listen, I have somebody on Twitter that wants a shout out. Shatasha said, please shout her out.
Well, this is Shatasha's first production. Her name is actually Tasha. And she will be in multiple scenes. She's actually in school in Lynchburg, so she's commuting back and forth. So
wow.
Notice her in a few roles as a passerby. You'll notice her in court crying her little heart out. You'll just notice her a few times. You're going to say, hey, that's the girl. So that's the girl who wanted a shout-out on Twitter.
There you go. Tell us about the rest of your cast. Yes, go right ahead.
Different walks of life. We have a few educators, interestingly enough, who are in it. One of them actually has no acting experience at all, but once you come and see the production, you will not be able to tell which one it is. We have some college students who are in it, students who are pursuing their doctoral degrees, just a variety of people who have come from all walks of life. We have actually a young lady who is a co-CEO of a blog site as well in the play.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's interesting that the play is actually about bringing community together when that's actually what took place for this play. We have people from all over. It's not like everyone is from just one ministry or one background. And
yeah.
Actually aids in us being able to fully develop the play into what it really has become up until this point.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we welcome you. Hello. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And listen, we are talking about The Village Principal, which you can go see this coming Saturday, January 19th at 3 p.m. at Moody Middle School, right off of Woodman Road. Definitely check it out, The Village Principal. And so tell us kind of a quick synopsis of the storyline. We don't want to give too much away, but just a quick synopsis of what you would want to share with the listeners about the storyline.
Well, for those of you who can actually remember going next door and borrowing some butter or some sugar or a few pieces of bread, that's kind of the premise for this. It's set up in different scenarios, different issues and situations that our characters experience, and they're all brought together by a common thread, which I will not share with you. But it's just pretty much about what happens to us when, as a society, we just go in our houses, close our door, and we're concerned about me, my four, and no more. And it's really a call to action just so that we can kind of push past that and realize that we actually do have a role in creating societies where we can feel safe, where we can feel included, where we just feel like there's this love that exists. It's about pretty much taking us back to what the biblical form of society was about. And so it's just to really raise our consciousness about what in the world is going on? Where am I? What could I have done better to maybe prevent something that happened in my community? I think
Wow.
we've become numb to so many things in society now that we don't realize that there is something that maybe we could have done so that things would not have happened the way that they have. But because we're still alive, we still have that opportunity to actually go out there and assist someone else. So we want it to be that after everyone comes and laughs and enjoys the performance, that they still walk out saying, how can I make my life better? And not just stop there, because I think, you know, sometimes that's where we stop with all of our get-rich books, self-help books. They're great.
Right.
We need to take it further and not just say, how can I make my life better, but how can I make someone else's life better? How can I be a blessing to someone else because I exist? And I think when we do those things, that's when that dash of life, the little dash on our tombstones between
yeah.
the year in which we were born and the year in which we depart really matters. And so that's pretty much what this is. We're taking entertainment, but kind of making you think a little bit afterwards. So you come in, you have a good time, you laugh, you're wowed by the talent that we actually have in Richmond, Virginia. But then you walk away and you're able to discuss this with your family and friends. What can we do to go back to that village mentality?
Wow. And so what have rehearsals been like? Are you rehearsing like night and day, or what has been kind of like the flow of your rehearsals?
Well, we're actually at rehearsal now.
Oh, I stole you away.
But rehearsals have been interesting for us because initially when giving out the scripts, I asked the characters to bring their perception of what the character should be. So it's like, you know, they've spent time getting to know the characters, and when they come into rehearsal, they are no longer Kivette, Bias, or Shatasha, or anyone.
Right.
They are whoever they're playing. And so when I ask about your day, I'm not asking really how your day was at work. I need to know what's been going on in the minds of that character. And so it's interesting because then everyone starts interacting with each other in character. So you may get a random text message from someone, and the question may seem odd, but it's actually relating to what's going on in the play. So when we gather together in rehearsals, we try to break it down by scenes. We have those funny outtakes where we're like, man, we should have been recording this. This is hilarious. We also have those moments where at the end of the scene, everyone is speechless. Some people are reaching for tissue because it just evokes so many emotions. And we truly believe that if we're allowing ourselves to experience this while we're in a rehearsal, that this is just going to be conveyed further and minister further to everyone who's in the place the day of the play. So we take it pretty seriously, and we allow ourselves to feel and experience it because it has to be real to us first so that
yeah.
when everyone comes in, they'll forget they're actually at a play but actually start feeling like I'm a part of this cast, and that's what we want.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. And so do you think this could be a movie?
This can definitely be a movie, Charvette.
Wow, look at that.
And
all right.
We can see ourselves maybe traveling to do this because
yeah.
the underlying theme of the Village Principle is just so important, and it's just missing in so many communities. And that call to action, that awakening of our consciousness has to take place someplace, and we're willing to be the people to start it. So, and it's a lot of young people in the cast as well, and with our generation, some of that is missing. You know, we're so set
yeah.
on how much money can I make. We're so set on just what can I do to be better myself that we forget about everyone else. You know, how is it that we can live in a nice house, we have nice things, and then we watch someone across the street getting their items put out on the sidewalk, you know?
Wow, yeah.
Far removed from each other, even within the same social institutions and churches, we're not really connected. We go, we attend these things, and that's the extent of it. But with the Village Principle, we want this principle to be real, that You don't live in this glass house impenetrable by stone. You know, there's nothing that goes on in someone else's life that can't have an impact on you, and the converse of that as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I definitely want to give a big shout-out to Sarah Johnson, who I know is on the cast and helped make
yes,
this connection for the interview, so we appreciate her. Tell us a little bit about her character.
Oh, my goodness. Miss Johnson is that traditional older seasoned mother who says whatever she wants to say because she feels like she's lived long enough in life. She and her husband in the play have been married for 45 years, and so they've developed that type of relationship in which I can say what I want to say to you, and didn't I tell you to do X, Y, and Z? So they definitely add the laugh to the play. And she's so quick on her feet that she'll make up something that's not in the script, and I'm flipping back like, did I actually write that? She's just a wonderful addition to Raising Virtue Productions, and she was actually in our prior play as well, and the audience loved her. She was the star. She was like the Madea of the show.
And oh, no.
When you attend the show this weekend, you will see that for yourself as well. She is definitely a staple character for our productions.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And so tickets are $20. They can purchase them at the door, correct?
That is correct. We will have some tickets available at the door. They can also send an email to raisingvirtueproductions@gmail.com, and we'll get them information. And as an incentive, we actually wanted to give out two tickets to your first two listeners who actually send an email to that email address.
Oh, great.
So the email address is raisingvirtueproductions@gmail.com. And the first two listeners who actually send an email there, we will give two complimentary tickets to each of them on behalf of our production, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Oh, listeners, you need to put your hands together for that. Woohoo! And listen, listeners, I will post it just in case, because I know some of you are like, I didn't catch that. Just calm down. I'll post it on the email on Facebook and Twitter, so that way you'll know exactly, have the right address, and you can send that in. Well, awesome. Well, we thank you for that generosity, certainly from you and Raising Virtue Productions. And so I don't want to hold you any longer from rehearsal, because I want you to keep on going, but we just salute you here, and thank you so much for bringing arts, some of integrity and inspirational arts to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. We thank you very much for that.
And I thank you so much for this time, Charvette. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, thank you. All right, listeners, woo, we had a great, great, great segment. I'm telling you what, we started the top of the hour out talking to artist Tamika Moore, inspirational soul vocalist. I'll hopefully get to connect with her at the Stellar Awards this week, but definitely check her out. I love her spirit and her project, TamikaMoore.com. Check her out. Then we went into our second segment about relationships, helping out our married and our couples and our engaged and those that want to be married, couples. We are so excited that we had Drs. Ray and Vicky Waters talking to us. I mean, they shared some good information, some solid foundational information about healthy relationships. So if you happen to be in Richmond, Virginia, you can connect on their monthly fellowship about relationships. And it starts, the kickoff is this coming Sunday. And they'll be the every third Sunday at 5 p.m. Lighthouse Christian Center over in the Highland Springs area. Again, Dr. Vicky Prav 1822 at Yahoo. I've tagged her in Facebook, so you can connect there. And then we ended up with our third segment, Cherie Danielle Cameron. And definitely you want to check out The Village Principal this coming Saturday, January 19th at 3 p.m. And that's at Moody Middle School. Again, right down Woodman Road, 7800 Woodman Road. Tickets are only $20. But, listeners, you can enter to win two tickets if you want to. Of course, certainly email raisingvirtueproductions@gmail.com. raisingvirtueproductions@gmail.com. We'll post it on Twitter and Facebook, again, for those that may be listening from their phones or what have you, not able to actually get a pen and paper. So we're excited again that you joined us. We are heading to the Stellar Awards, as I alluded to, so we are hoping that we can secure at least some sound bites or quick interviews while we're there to share with you when we come back. But we're excited that we have the opportunity to go. So listen, we have had a great show today. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. definitely follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. That gives you all the information you need to know. And then, of course, Charvette.com. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.